Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, it marks this year the 100th anniversary of the New York State Police, and there's been some events going on, and even in your area. Explain.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, this is the 100th anniversary, and our local Troop C, based in Sydney, is hosting a reception for the public this Saturday. And apparently, as you may know, similar receptions have been happening at all 11 troops around the state this year. When you think about it, we take policing for granted, but it wasn't always so. The push for a statewide professional force goes back to 1913, when a foreman was shot during a payroll robbery at a construction company in Westchester County. Local authorities at the time knew who did it, but were afraid to go after him. Well, this outraged the company's owner, a woman named Moika Newell, and she and a friend, Catherine Mayo, started a campaign that resulted in the creation of the state police in 1917. 15,000 men applied, 232 were chosen. They set up camp in Manlius and trained for the summer. They debuted at State Fair in Syracuse that fall, where they introduced that herringbone pattern of parking familiar today. Apparently, for the first time, David, people could actually leave the fair when they wanted to. Our Troop C formed in 1921, 55 men, 50 horses. They took over the Central Hotel in Sydney while a barracks there was being built. It worked like this at the outset. Troopers were on a six-week, 200-mile circuit. They would arrive in a town, set up shop in the local hotel, and police would stop by and report crimes. The officers would then investigate and make arrests, and after a few days, they'd move on to the next town. 6 weeks later, they'd be back. Over the last 100 years, the most famous incident local troopers were involved in was that raid at Apalachin, west of Binghamton, in 1957. All the dons of organized crime of the day, Vito Genovese, Carlo Gambino, Paul Castellano, had gathered at Joe the Barber Barbera's weekend place. And, you know, as you may remember, when the state troopers arrived, they scattered. But the episode proved to the public for the first time that a mafia actually existed in the U.S. Front page news in the Times. This Saturday's open house sounds like a lot of fun. The state police still has a horseback unit, and they'll be giving a demonstration. So will the canine corps and the scuba team. The helicopters will be there. There'll be historical displays, including, and this sounded like kind of fun, vintage police cruisers and motorcycles. And, of course, McGruff, the crime doc for the kids. A new commander, Major William McAvoy, has just been appointed, and he's got a background in drug enforcement, which makes a lot of sense, you know, given the heroin challenges around here. And he gave us a pretty compelling interview. So in Otsego County and beyond, David, the barracks in Sydney is the place to be this weekend.
We've been talking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read about this story and more. Jim, we'll talk to you next week.
Super. Thanks, David.